Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I came across an old bit of material recently that made me smile, but also think again about why we have done and why we do what we do in church, especially now in these pandemic times, how they will shape us going forward. 11 years ago, I had edited an article for the British Lutheran, and the writer had consistently put Our Lord with capital O and capital L. So I consistently edited it Our Lord, lowercase o, and capital L. The grammar was simple to me. Our referred to us and not to the Lord, and we don't or shouldn't use capitals for ourselves. But I was challenged on my editorial red pen, and so then did some investigating and found, as many of you may know, that the phrase Our Lord is used with a capital O, capital L. In fact, one person wrote and said that they only knew the words Our Lord with capitals for both. When I inquired, the things you can reread, I was told that the words refer to a proper noun and has the same conventions that are observed with the phrase Her Majesty and the capital letter for her. I remember that I did some more investigating about this, and my goal was to make an editorial decision and hopefully stick to it. What did I decide? I affirmed my decision that overall the best construction of those words is Our Lord with lowercase o. I didn't accept the argument from history or from the convention relating to the sovereign, and in fact, on reflection, I decided that the convention with the capital O shouldn't have even begun. I think we don't have the right to give God a name not in Scripture, and even the Bible translations I glanced at didn't observe this convention. Neither did the Creed. So, until an argument or arguments are made that trump my view, I will tend to write the words Our Lord with lowercase o for our. Why tell you this? To plant a flag and say that I'm right? To thumb my nose at hundreds of years of precedent? Hopefully not. But instead to observe that after nearly 2,000 years, the Christian Church has many things which people often grow up with and assume must be right. Should we have flowers on the altar or not? What about a country's flag in the sanctuary? Who should read the Bible in worship? Should Lutherans make the mark of the cross on themselves? Should women sit on one side of the church and men on the other? This and more have caused much consternation in the church. How to resolve them? By making a clear distinction between public doctrine and pious opinion. When we recognize the theology behind something and then place it into its proper place in relation to our salvation, then we discover that we either must insist on it or not. If not, then it is a matter of what is best done in love for everyone and is subject to change because we mustn't insist on it. So many church disruptions and ruckuses are over stuff we don't have to insist on. Instead, we should just find a way to work together to come to an agreement. I have never thought that people who write Our Lord are grammatically deficient if they put a capital O. I now better appreciate the reasons behind the capitals. However, I believe that if we were deciding this issue for the first time today, that we would go with Our Lord, lowercase o. Those who think otherwise are not my enemy. Hopefully I'm not theirs, though I'd still edit my way nonetheless. What counts is that we can name our Lord and kneel side by side under his cross, saying in unison, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, by the way, my reminiscences from finding material 11 years ago also made me realize that perhaps I have absorbed some of the conventions of being here in the United Kingdom, because I know I have recently used the capital O too. And so it seems I now use both for Our Lord. Thank goodness, Our Lord doesn't insist on one. Let us pray. In all our opinions, traditions, and piety, in all our doubts, questions, and confusion, teach us, Heavenly Father, what we ought to say and do. Give to us, who can do nothing good without you, the heart to know your words of grace and truth, the power to speak the truth, and the willingness to do your will in all things with love. We ask these things through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.